Now it says tap here to record, so it's probably recording, but everybody always listening, whether it's the Lift Back Podcast, the FBI, the FEMA, the CIA, E-Face, the Girl Scouts listening. Everybody's always listening. Now we was just talking about that straw man though, right?
Yeah, so the straw man account is basically the government, what the government did when you were born. Back in 1933. Or in the 1930s, should I say, when the government went broke.
Yeah.
And the market crashed or whatever.
Because they always going broke.
Right. Are they stupid? Or whatever. When they crashed, they were trying to get themselves out of a hole.
Yeah.
So they, to get themselves out of a hole, they basically sold off the population of the United States for money. So they give your mother, or they give your, they make an extra account with your name. It's not real, it's just an entity, but it's an extra account, your name, you know, your birthday, your social security number. And back in the day, it was essentially, you would be able to get money from this account. People started suing because they started finding out about it, and the government couldn't explain it, so they started giving them money.
And just getting, everybody just getting paid.
They were getting paid. Some people got paid for it. These days, it's not like that. These days, I'm not sure what they changed, but they made it to where you can't sue it for money, but you can't sue and basically say that anywhere you go and want anything off credit, they can't tell you no because you're entitled to it.
Because you know? The government always gets hip. Everybody always gets hip to some type of hustle.
Yeah.
When it's on, whether you're getting cheated on or somebody's skimming money from the top, you're gonna find out eventually. And they're gonna try to shut you down either way it goes.
This is why in the hospitals, you know, when you're born, they tell the mother, they give you a hard time with the afterbirth. They make you take all that out and everything else that comes out of the woman. They give you a hard time with keeping everything connected to the baby.
That's messed up.
The baby is essentially the government's. You know, that was the deal. At least. But yeah, it's some messed up shit. Government gives some bullshit.
You know, there is no physical body has politicized, legalized, and objectified as the female body. I often think, I'm like, how do we have that? Why are there so many laws on what women can do? Why are there so many laws on what they can do with their bodies?
I agree.
That's the weirdest shit to me. Now, I mean, I'm not like a scholar. I guess in this day and age, anybody who reads is a scholar, because ain't nobody reading no more. The most they read is text messages, and they don't even freaking fill those out no more. They don't put words like BRB. I'm like, what? Barb? That's the first, like, when I got out of the penitentiary, that was the first little, what are those things called when you shorten them? Instead of saying thank you, they say TY and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, look, whether you say it or type it, it's the same syllable count. TY, thank you. It's like the same space.
Yeah.
But I guess typing takes longer. Blah, 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 yakky, smacky. I say all that to say this. Read.
As far as the woman body, I agree. I agree with that. Like, I was watching, or not watching, I was reading and watching this segment. I came across it on Facebook, but it was about the Iron Woman.
Yeah.
Or the woman in the iron coffin or something. But her body basically hadn't been that decomposed. She had been in that coffin like forever. She apparently got buried on her slave master's land back in the day. And they were drilling something up back a few years ago, I think in 2011, when they found that coffin. But her body didn't. It hadn't been decomposed yet. Shit, it is now from everything it did with it. Which brings me to the next point. Do you know about Henrietta Lacks?
Henrietta Lacks, is that the was she a soldier or something? Not a soldier. I've been hearing about so many powerful women from the day that used to do weird stuff.
So her bloodline basically centralized treatment for the cancer cells.
Oh, yes. And they were using her blood
Yes.
without her permission.
Yes.
Yes, I heard about that. I was like, now that's messed up. That's messed up. They done got all this money.
Yeah.
All this money off this. It was a black lady too, right?
Black lady.
Yeah, they got all this money. Henrietta Lacks. So to the FBI agents that are listening out there, why don't y'all do some fucking research on Henrietta Lacks instead of always listening to my funk ass? Just you know, let mathematical be mathematical and let Blaze be Blaze. Cause we ain't worried about what the fuck y'all got going on. Cause we not caring if we sexy or not. But we know, like everybody with the mind frames know, that none of that shit matter. None of that shit matter. As long as you got some shit going on right now. What Snoop saying that song? If you're breathing, you achieve it. Smile, nigga. Smile, nigga. Come on. I don't know why I love that song so much.
Which one is that?
Little Duval's Living Your Best Life. Or Living My Best Life.
Yeah, I ain't listened to
it. I don't really like gimmicky songs.
Yeah, I think.
And knowing that Little Duval is a mediocre comedian anyway.
I like them as a comedian. I just don't like the fact that I don't like the song. I don't know. I listened to a few seconds of it and I decided not to do it anymore. I can get dismissive. You know, I don't like trying stuff out.
Man, there ain't nothing wrong with that. And that, you know, and I try to explain that to people all the time. And that's one of the things they get me all about with this, mathematical, you homophobic. Because I'm talking about, I always talk about how I don't like anal sex. When I'm like sitting and talking with people, bring it up, I tell them, look, I don't like it. Your ass is not designed for that.
It's fucking weird.
It makes it hard for you to hold a fart after that. You know what I'm saying? So many, many, many repetitions of that. And I've seen it. I've lived with somebody who told me that they wish they hadn't done it so much. Sure. Even though that they were still attracted to me. And it's like, there's other things we can do.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I can understand that. But as for me, and in my house, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's not going down. I don't care if it's a man or it's a woman. I've had several girls ask me to do it. I was like, nah, kid, it was a long time ago, though. This is kid shit. You know, you experiment back then. You know, I tried it, but the more I was thinking about it, looking at her reaction, I'm like, nah, man, it's a dookie shoot.
Yeah, it's a dookie shoot.
You know, and how clean can it get? You know, if we're not talking about expunging it, you know, let's get an extension up in there. You know,
it's a fucking dookie shoot, man. That's the end. That's the bottom line, you know? That's, as far as, yeah, that homophobic, man, people so quick to call you a homophobe when you don't want that, when you don't want to do shit their way, you don't want to see shit their way.
That's the problem, because most, like, people don't read anymore, and phobia is a fear or something, like, often unnaturally of so, you know what I mean? So just because I don't like strawberry ice cream don't mean that I think strawberry ice cream is coming to kill me one night. I'm not sitting up in there worried about it. I just don't like it. It's just something that I don't do. But if you eat strawberry ice cream, hey, that's fine. Eat that nasty stuff. It's not my mouth. You know? So many people don't mind their own business no more, and they don't read the words and understand definitions and stuff. Now, homophobia is when these people come around and just bashing and killing motherfuckers just because they gay.
There you go. That's homophobia.
Yeah.
Now, as far as me, I was pretty, I get upset when people try to bring it as if I'm supposed to teach that to my son, like teach him that that's an option. That's not an option. To me, I don't feel like that's an option.
Yeah.
You know, if that happens, I'm going to love him regardless, but I'm not going to teach him that that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Because that's not cool in my household. I wasn't raised like that. You know?
And that's all it boils down to. You have to take care of your household first. And you trying to prepare people to go out into this world that don't give a shit about them. And they always trying to show them things. And everything that they trying to show them, they're trying to win them to their side.
Right.
Everything in society is trying to win you to their side. Like, that's the main problem I have as an artist. Because I don't want to try to win people to my side. And our future. Like, hey, Mathematical, what's your brand? What the fuck? I don't give a fuck about a brand. What's a brand? McDonald's? Target? You know, you see these brands and you see what brands do to the world. Why am I going to participate in this competition, this popularity contest? I'm not trying to be no celebrity because I'm not to be celebrated. I mean, who wants to celebrate a dude who'd rather slap a motherfucker than talk to him if they're talking crazy? You know what I mean? I have to really work on that just to let ignorance be itself. You know, like, oh, okay. I'm listening to this dude. He's sounding real weak, real funny, real stupid. Just keep saying the same stupid shit. I really should be slapping him, but he has a right to his opinion. So I can't shut him up. And if I have to do that, everybody else should do that. I'm like, it's just not fair that you get to, just because your favorite weapon is your words, and you play with them all the time, and you use them more, you can slap people easier than I can. I'm just telling you, a good hard slap across the face or the ass is the cure to society's ailments.
You know, that's true. And as far as being an artist, I guess, you know, I like doing the poetry. I like doing poetry. Poetry is an outlet.
Yeah.
But I don't see myself as a poet, you know, as the society, as you would say, society standpoints would label you a poet.
Yes.
I feel like I'm a freedom writer because most of the time I'm just writing what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And shit just coming out. Half the shit that I go public with is, you know, not really what comes out of my mouth. It's just, that's how I felt being an artist. I don't feel like there's a certain thing you have to follow. I feel like this one day, I feel like that another day. You know,
and sometimes you can get, as an artist, they like to pigeonhole you into one type of thing. So,
yeah.
Say you do something that's bomb, that's fire, and everybody likes that. They want you to do that at every show you go to.
There you go.
And then it's like, well, I just did that. That's just something that I wrote. That's not me. This is like, I really like this one more, but they don't like that. So then you got to go back to the stuff that they really want. I'm like, oh man.
It's more of them just accepting all of who you are.
Yes.
And some people can put that out all in one thing, but I fucking can't.
Man, I challenge people all the time. I did this one piece, and I can't remember it exactly because I haven't. It's at the house, and I don't read it a lot. But I know in there I talked about like my love affair with midgets. I love them, like female midgets. Yes, midgets. Like if I was married to somebody, that would be the only person I would cheat on my wife with. If a fine midget come up to me, and I'm not talking about a busted midget girl. She's got to look good because there's fine, sexy midgets out there. So it has to be one of them fine ones, and I'm more than likely to cheat on them. But then I get flack because, first of all, I'm calling them midgets. I'm like, since when did midget become a bad word?
Yeah.
I mean, extreme midget wrestling happens in San Antonio like every other week. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I'm like, they not getting offended by calling each other midgets. I mean, is it the same thing with nigga? Let me know. Because the Mexicans say nigga too. So what's the code word for me to use midget? What I got to do? Do I got to go wrestle a midget so I can say it or some shit?
I guess they look. Okay, yeah.
Thank I you, know. Yeah. I know for a fact if I did some midget porn that I'd be free to use midget all the time. Some of my best friends are midgets.
Respected.
Yeah.
They wouldn't fuck with you. But you know, society. Like you're saying. It's a monster.
You get flat. And we feed the monster. Even when you don't think you feed the monster, you feed the monster still.
Yeah.
It does not stop. Because you can't, what is that phrase they say in the hood? You can't win for losing.
Yeah.
So that's the whole same thing. If you try to say, let's go back on homophobia, right? You somebody said something that you said was homophobic, and you take that shit to heart and you let it get to you, and then you change your view on the topic. Now somebody's mad at you for flip flopping. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't have a change of heart. Somebody can't persuade me to think a different way because
change.
I mean, that's what everybody's trying to do.
Views change, emotions change. People should know this from religion.
Yeah.
You know, by the time a Christian person that comes from a Christian household hits 21 and they went away from college, I guarantee you they're going to have some different views about religion.
A lot of them come back changed, bro.
Changed. Whether it's questionable or it's just a complete change. And it's like that with everything.
And you know, I could all, me myself, having almost stalker mind frames could identify back in the day. I would go after them Christian girls all the time. They're my favorite because they was always confused about what's going on. They're going to church and they teaching abstinence and downplaying sexuality, and all these girls are confused and got all these repressed issues going on in them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's...
Go ahead and fuck them in there.
Yeah, it's fertile ground right there. I was always looking for them at the churches. That was my favorite stomping ground, seriously. I mean, that was... And they come and see me, oh, Brother Sanders. I'm like, yeah, what the... Ever. I'm coming here because you got a live drummer and some fine girls.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. And then I know y'all finna get lit on Fish Fry Friday. So, yes, I will go to your church.
Yep.
That's my whole reason. Life, that's a sad reasoning. Some people say, oh, you're so wrong. I don't give a fuck. Ain't got time to be wrong. Well, I mean, I'm not even saying that.
Wrong for going. I mean, I, you know, truthfully, I'm not going to go in half tilt about religion, but I'm wrong for going to a church to find a woman when, you know, essentially that woman is looking for who's preaching to her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Ooh.
She's looking for who's preaching to her.
Yes.
That's all she knows. She's just supposed to fucking listen to him or who she's supposed to, you know, what's supposed to happen. Because all he's preaching is never.
All right, Blaze, I'm going to tell you something. This is secret, all right? Don't tell nobody else. You can't let this get out of here. Now, I don't know what the hell the FBI is going to do. They're probably going to broadcast it to the world. I don't know. But R. Kelly can't sing. Yeah, yeah. Follow me now. R. Kelly can't sing. Before Mr. Roberts started this shit, his first idea was, I want to start a cult. I want to have all the fine women around me, all this and all. I want to piss on them if I want to. But how? This is what he was thinking. But how? And so he came up with the whole scheme of becoming an R&B superstar. And he used his Illuminati connections or whatever. I don't know what he, how he did it. But he has achieved his goals. Because you can, as you can see, Mr. Kelly ain't getting no type of charges thrown at him. I mean, they got, there's accusations being thrown at him, yes. And there are tons of girls in his little compound slash house mansion, whatever, that just stay there like, oh no, it's just Kells. We just go to chill and we, oh yeah, that's what they want. And he groomed him from children. And that was his plan from the jump. That's what I think.
I have not followed that R. Kelly. I've been seeing people post about it. But I haven't followed what's actually going on with
it. Don't. It ain't worth it. There's so much shit to follow. There's a new atrocity every minute. There's a new atrocity every minute. We can try. We could try to keep track of everything. But ultimately, you just contribute to your own sorrow.
Pretty much.
That's why we're in the state we're in now. Everybody is so close. There was a time that you wouldn't see your homeboy till school started. You know what I'm saying? You see him at school and you go home, you wouldn't see him again. If he lives in the neighborhood, yeah. But besides that, now you can FaceTime him. Everybody's in each other's pockets. We're literally in each other's pockets. We can see each other whenever we want to, talk to each other whenever we want to, and everybody's always sharing their pains and achievements. And it's leading to a mentally unstable world. We're feeding the monster. We're making society crazy. We're making the monster crazy. So now the monster, now not only do we have to live with this monster, now the monster has personality issues. Now the monster's depressed. Now the monster needs anger management. How do you provide anger management for a monster? You know what I'm saying? These people, they don't realize that they are, we are living in our own destruction. We manufactured our own.
Same shit, dealing with it differently.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Everybody's just dealing with shit differently. It's just the mindset that you're in and that at that point in time, I guess. As far as how to deal with this damn anger management of society is, it's really how you live in for yourself. If you're doing right by yourself. For yourself, should I say.
That's where it all starts right there. That's where it all starts. And it's a reflection. I see in all the religious texts, it talks in similar language. How if you are living your life right, then you become an example for others. And you don't have to pander to people, and you don't have to subscribe to what they publish. But you can hear, you can listen, and you can do, you can be an example. I mean, maybe something they say rings true. I mean, I done got wisdom from dudes that ain't got a dime to their name, and they asking me for change.
Yeah.
And I done heard some words of wisdom come out of their mouth. It's like, okay, and you can take that and run with it. And just because it comes from somebody who ain't got shit, don't mean that what they say ain't shit.
True.
People are so quick to write each other off.
Judgment. Judgment and ego. Shit. A lot of that shit goes on in Chicago. That's why all the motherfuckers keep dying.
What was it like up there in Chicago?
The same as it was out here, just a little less money. That's all. Shit. That's why I left.
What do you miss about Chicago?
The food?
Now that sounds about right. The only thing you can get right down in Texas is barbecue and Tex-Mex.
I really miss the food. I miss the little chicken joints, the pizza spots. It's just way better than out here. And the Chinese. Yeah, Chinese out here. I didn't know you fucking make fried rice with eggs until I came out here. Because I had a scrambled egg across my chicken fried rice.
Yeah.
Or my shrimp fried rice, and I thought it was some chicken. So I took it to, I was like, hey man, I didn't order no chicken fried rice. And my cousin was like, that's an egg. I was like, what the hell you mean? I was like, okay, well, why is an egg in my shrimp, you know, in my rice? And he was like, no, stupid. That's how they make it. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I looked up the ingredients. I Googled. And, you know, they make it with eggs and shit. But I didn't know that. See, y'all, where I'm from, they chopping shit up. I feel like when you walk into a Chinese spot, you shouldn't get greedy if you black. You should get mean mug. And out here, you know, out here it's just a bunch of friendly ass people when I walk in. That's how you know the food ain't gonna be good.
It's fake friends, that's why. It's they put on the fake face to seem nice, and so you're gonna get some bullshit. I'd rather have a real face to where I know I'm gonna get the real shit.
Yeah,
like that episode of Seinfeld with the soup Nazi. He wasn't nice to anybody.
Soup Nazi.
Yeah, but everybody kept going in, no soup for you. You know, they kept moving, keep it moving. They kept going there because it had some good shit. Yeah. And, you know, if it's good, we're willing to tolerate a little abuse. If it's worth it. Anybody's right. Willing to tolerate, from relationships to our politics, we're willing to tolerate a little abuse.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.